Hey everyone, welcome to this deep dive. Today we're going to explore practical ways to manage stress and take care of your mental well-being after a hurricane.
You know, you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
It's so important to acknowledge the impact these kinds of events can have on our mental health.
Yeah, and it's interesting how we often treat mental health differently than physical health, you know?
Right.
The American Psychological Association, the APA, makes this comparison. Imagine breaking your leg. You wouldn't just ignore it and hope it goes away, would you?
That's such a good point.
Right.
Yeah, the APA really emphasizes that just like a physical injury, you know, emotional distress needs attention and care. After a hurricane, it's completely normal to experience a whole mix of emotions.
Sure.
Fear, anger, sadness, even confusion.
Oh, yeah.
These are all natural responses to a traumatic event.
Okay, so those feelings are the first thing we need to address. Bottling them up doesn't seem like a very healthy strategy, does it?
Not at all. The American Psychiatric Association, in their research on trauma recovery, really stresses the importance of expressing those feelings. Talking to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, even journaling can help process what you're going through.
That makes sense. You know, when I moved to a new city a few years back, I felt so isolated, and that feeling of being alone just amplified the stress of starting over. It wasn't until I found a local hiking group that things started to shift.
Well, there's actually a scientific basis for that. Social support is a powerful buffer against stress. Sharing your experiences with others, hearing their stories, it creates a sense of connection that helps us feel safe and understood.
Yeah.
So reach out to friends, family, neighbors. You might even find that your shared experience strengthens your bonds.
What about support groups? I mean, is there value in connecting with people who've been through something similar?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that you're not alone in this. Shared experiences can foster a sense of community and understanding. Hearing how others cope can give you new ideas for managing your own stress, too.
Routines. I know they're good for us, but after a hurricane, who has the energy? Isn't it more realistic to just take things day by day?
That's a good point, and it's definitely not about being rigid. But even amidst the chaos, small pockets of routine can be surprisingly helpful.
Okay.
Think of it as creating little anchors in your day. You know, restoring some predictability when everything else feels up in the air.
So maybe not overhauling my entire life, but focusing on small, achievable routines instead.
Exactly. Start small. A consistent wake-up time, regular meals, maybe a short walk each day.
Sure.
These small acts can start to rebuild a sense of normalcy and control. It's about finding what works for you and creating a rhythm that feels manageable.
You know, I find myself gravitating towards things like deep breathing exercises when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Would that fall under the umbrella of mindfulness?
Absolutely. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment without judgment. Deep breathing is a fantastic way to do that. It calms your nervous system and helps shift your focus away from anxieties.
So it's not about sitting on a mountaintop in perfect zen. There are practical techniques that anyone can use, even in the middle of a stressful situation.
Precisely. And there are tons of resources available now, like free apps that offer guided meditations for all levels. Even 5 minutes of focused breathing or meditation can make a noticeable difference.
So mindfulness is something I could try even if I'm a total beginner. What about other types of mindfulness practices? Have you found any that are especially helpful during times of stress?
Gentle yoga is another fantastic option. It combines movement with deep breathing, which can be incredibly calming and grounding. It's a great way to release tension and reconnect with your body.
Okay, so we've talked about acknowledging feelings, connecting with others, and establishing routines. But what about self-care? After a hurricane, it feels like the last thing on my mind.
I understand. It's easy to feel like self-care is a luxury, you know, when you're dealing with so much.
Yeah.
But think of it this way. You wouldn't run your phone down to zero battery and expect it to keep working, would you? Self-care is like recharging your mental and physical batteries.
So it's not selfish, it's essential. What are some simple ways to prioritize self-care, even when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Start with the basics. Our source material from the APA emphasizes the importance of getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, and getting some form of physical activity.
Yeah, sleep can be tough when you're worried about, you know, rebuilding your life.
I know, it's easier said than done. But even small steps can make a difference. How about 5 minutes of stretching before bed? It's a great way to release tension and signal to your body that it's time to wind down.
5 minutes, anyone can do that. I like it. Now, what about when self-care just doesn't seem to be enough? There are times when the stress feels really overwhelming.
You're right. Sometimes self-care alone isn't enough. and that's okay. Seeking professional help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think of it like seeing a doctor when you're physically ill.
No shame in taking care of yourself, period. So if someone's feeling overwhelmed, reaching out to a professional is a smart move. What resources are available for people who need that extra support?
If you're in the Sarasota or Venice, Florida area, Davenport Psychology is a great resource. They have therapists who specialize in trauma recovery. Don't let the word trauma scare you. It's just a way of acknowledging the very real impact of events like hurricanes.
Okay, and their number is 941-702-2457. So if you need help, reach out. Now let's talk about something that can be tricky after a disaster, news and social media.
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? We want to stay informed, but the constant barrage of updates can be incredibly overwhelming, especially after a hurricane.
Oh yeah. After the last hurricane, I spent hours scrolling through disaster updates. It felt like a black hole of anxiety. I'd get sucked in and completely lose track of time.
That's precisely what our sources warn against. Overexposure to negative news can heighten anxiety and make it harder to cope. It's like flooding your system with stress hormones.
So do we just completely disconnect? I mean, that doesn't seem realistic either.
It's about finding a balance. Maybe choose one or two trusted news sources and set specific times to check for updates.
Okay.
That way you're staying informed without getting bombarded with negativity.
Quality over quantity. It's like choosing a healthy diet for your mind. What about social media? Are there any strategies for managing that fire hose of information?
Social media can be particularly tricky because it's so personalized. It's easy to get caught up in the emotional reactions of others, which can amplify our own anxieties. Setting boundaries is key. Maybe choose specific times to check social media, or even consider taking a break from it altogether for a while.
Protecting your peace of mind is so important, especially during times of stress. Now, I want to shift gears a bit and talk about something that brings me a lot of joy, creativity. I'm a big believer in its power to help us process emotions. When I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, I love to paint. There's something so therapeutic about getting lost in the colors and shapes. It's like a mini vacation for my brain.
And the research backs that up. Creative expression, whether it's painting, writing, music, or anything that sparks your imagination, can be a powerful outlet for stress relief and emotional processing.
So it's not about being a professional artist. It's about finding what works for you and allowing yourself to express yourself freely.
Exactly. This is a great time to try something new, revisit an old hobby, or even just doodle for 5 minutes. You might be surprised at how calming and restorative it can be.
It's amazing how even small acts of kindness can have a big impact, not just on the person you're helping, but on your own well-being too.
That's so true. When we shift our focus outward, even in small ways, it can be incredibly uplifting. There's actually research showing that helping others releases endorphins, you know, those feel-good chemicals in our brains. It's a win-win.
So even amidst our own challenges, finding ways to support others can be a powerful strategy for coping with stress. What are some ways listeners can get involved and help others in their community?
Volunteering is always a great option. There are so many organizations doing incredible work in the aftermath of a hurricane, and they're always in need of volunteers. Even if you can only spare a few hours, that time can make a huge difference.
What about those times when you just don't feel like you have the capacity to volunteer? Are there smaller, less structured ways to help out?
Absolutely. Just checking in on your neighbors, especially elderly or vulnerable individuals, can be a huge help. Maybe offer to pick up groceries, help with yard cleanup, or simply lend a listening ear. Sometimes the most valuable thing we can offer is simply our presence and a willingness to listen.
Those little acts of kindness can really add up. Now, I want to talk about something that I struggle with personally after a hurricane, and that is the constant flow of information. It feels like we're bombarded with news updates, social media posts, and sometimes even conflicting information.
It's information overload, and it can be incredibly draining. It's important to remember that you have control over how much information you consume. You don't have to be plugged in 24/7.
Yeah, I get caught up in that feeling of needing to stay informed, but it often just makes me feel more anxious. Do you have any suggestions for finding a healthier balance?
Being intentional about your news consumption is key. Instead of passively scrolling through social media or constantly refreshing news websites, maybe set aside a specific time each day to check for updates. That way, you can stay informed without feeling overwhelmed.
So creating boundaries around news consumption, that's a great idea. I also find myself questioning the reliability of information, especially on social media. It's hard to know what to trust.
That's why it's so important to be discerning about your sources. Choose a few reputable news outlets that you trust and stick with those. Limit your exposure to sensationalized or unreliable sources, especially on social media. It's about protecting your mental space from misinformation and negativity.
It's like curating a healthy news diet for yourself. What about dealing with financial and material losses after a hurricane? I know that can be a huge source of stress for people.
You're right. That financial burden can feel incredibly heavy. It's important to remember that there are resources available to help. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is a great starting point.
Right. They provide financial assistance for housing repairs, temporary lodging, and other essential needs, right?
Yes. And it's crucial to register with FEMA as soon as possible after a hurricane to access those resources. Don't hesitate to reach out to local community organizations and charities as well. They often provide assistance with food, clothing, and other essentials.
It's about tapping into that network of support that's available. Don't be afraid to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and resilience. Now, what about rebuilding that sense of safety and security after a hurricane? I mean, that can feel like a really daunting task, especially when your home has been damaged.
It's a process, and it takes time. Start with addressing any immediate safety concerns. If your home has sustained damage, make sure it's structurally sound before returning. If you're feeling unsafe, don't hesitate to stay with friends or family or seek out temporary housing.
Once those immediate needs are taken care of, how do we start rebuilding that emotional sense of security? You know, it's like our sense of home has been shaken to its core.
Re-establishing familiar routines can be incredibly grounding. It might be something as simple as cooking your favorite meal, reading a book, or taking a walk in your neighborhood. It's about gradually reintroducing those activities that bring you comfort and help restore a sense of normalcy.
Those little rituals and routines can be so powerful. What about children? I know they can be especially vulnerable after a disaster like a hurricane.
Children are incredibly perceptive, and they pick up on our anxieties. Open communication is key. Talk to your children about their feelings and answer their questions honestly and in an age-appropriate way.
Honesty and reassurance, it sounds simple, but sometimes we forget to do those basic things when we're stressed ourselves. What are some other ways we can help children cope?
Creating a sense of structure and predictability can be very helpful for children. Reestablishing familiar routines like mealtimes and bedtimes can go a long way toward providing comfort and stability. And don't underestimate the power of play. Play allows children to process their experiences and emotions in a safe and healthy way.
Right. Play is how children learn and cope. It's their way of making sense of the world.
Exactly. And remember, children are watching us. If we model healthy coping mechanisms, they're more likely to adopt them as well.
Speaking of coping mechanisms, let's talk about something that can be incredibly stressful: insurance claims and property repairs. That whole process can feel so overwhelming.
It's a lot to navigate, especially when you're already dealing with so much. The first step is to contact your insurance company as soon as possible after the hurricane. Thorough documentation is key. Take photos and videos of any damage and keep detailed records of all communications with your insurance adjuster.
Oh, I always forget to take photos. It's so important to document everything, especially when you're feeling frazzled. What if you run into problems with your insurance claim? It feels like that happens all too often.
You're right. It can be a frustrating process. If you're facing difficulties, don't hesitate to seek assistance from consumer advocacy groups or legal professionals. There are resources available to help you navigate those challenges.
And so know your rights and don't be afraid to advocate for yourself. What about finding reputable contractors? That can be a daunting task, especially when there's a sudden surge in demand after a hurricane.
It's essential to do your research. Get recommendations from trusted sources, obtain multiple bids to ensure fair pricing, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Remember, you're in control of this process.
It's easy to feel rushed or pressured, but taking your time and making informed decisions is so important. Now let's shift our focus to the long-term impact of hurricanes on mental health. We know the immediate effects can be intense, but those feelings can linger long after the storm has passed.
Absolutely. While many people experience acute stress and anxiety in the immediate aftermath, those feelings can evolve over time. It's important to stay attuned to your mental health, even as life starts to return to normal.
So self-care isn't just for the initial crisis period, it's an ongoing practice, right?
Exactly. Prioritizing sleep, healthy eating, exercise, and activities that bring you joy are essential for long-term well-being. And don't hesitate to seek professional support if you're struggling. Therapy can be incredibly helpful in processing trauma and developing healthy coping mechanisms.
Finding meaning and purpose after a traumatic event is something I've always found fascinating. Do you think there's a connection between finding meaning and resilience?
There's definitely a link there. Trauma can be a catalyst for growth and transformation. It can force us to reevaluate our priorities and appreciate the things that truly matter.
It's like we're shaken out of our routines and forced to confront what's really important. What are some ways people find meaning in the aftermath of a hurricane?
Many people find that helping others in their community brings a sense of purpose and fulfillment. It's a way to channel their own pain into something positive and make a difference in the lives of others.
It's about turning that experience into something that helps others. That's powerful. What about those who find meaning in rebuilding?
Absolutely. Rebuilding their lives and communities stronger and more resilient than before can be incredibly meaningful. It's a testament to the human spirit's ability to adapt and thrive, even in the face of adversity.
What a perfect place to end part two. We'll be right back with the final part of this deep dive, where we'll explore finding closure and moving forward after a hurricane.
Welcome back to our deep dive on hurricane stress and recovery. We've talked about a lot of things so far, from recognizing our feelings to, you know, the importance of routines and helping others. Now, I kind of want to shift focus a bit. What about faith and spirituality? Do you find that people often turn to their faith during these, you know, difficult times?
Yeah, it's definitely a common response. Mm-hmm. For many people, faith provides a sense of solace, you know, hope and strength during times of adversity. It can be a framework for understanding suffering and finding meaning in those experiences that are hard to process.
It's like seeking comfort in something larger than ourselves, right? Especially when our world feels so shaken.
Exactly. But, you know, it's important to remember that for some, faith can be tested during times of crisis.
Oh, sure.
Some may experience a loss of faith or question their beliefs in the face of tragedy. And that's a totally valid response as well.
So it's a deeply personal experience. There's no one size fits all when it comes to faith and spirituality.
Right. It's important to respect individual beliefs and allow space for doubt and questioning. If you are struggling with your faith, reaching out to a trusted clergy member, spiritual advisor, or support group can be helpful.
It's about finding what brings you comfort and meaning, whatever that looks like for you. Okay, I want to talk about something that can be a real challenge after a hurricane: rebuilding your social connections. You know, our networks get disrupted, routines are thrown off. It can be hard to even know where to start.
Yeah, it's true. Hurricanes can lead to a sense of isolation, even when you're surrounded by people going through the same thing. You're not alone in feeling this way.
So where do we begin? How do we start rebuilding those connections and that sense of community?
Reaching out to friends, family, and neighbors is a great first step. Even a simple phone call or text can make a big difference. Just letting people know you're thinking of them.
Just those little gestures of connection. What about joining community groups or volunteering? Could that be a way to meet new people and make those connections?
Absolutely. Volunteering is a fantastic way to connect with others who share your values and make a tangible difference in your community. And it's a great way to channel your energy into something positive and, you know, rebuild those social ties.
Yeah, I often find that just being around other people, even if you're not like directly interacting, can be really comforting. It's that reminder that you're part of something larger than yourself.
That sense of belonging is so important for our well-being, especially after a disruptive event like a hurricane. Let's talk about career and financial transitions. I know a lot of people experience job loss or financial setbacks after a hurricane.
Yeah, it's like an added layer of stress on top of everything else. Where can people turn for help if they're facing those challenges?
Well, if you've lost your job, accessing unemployment benefits is crucial. There are also government assistance programs available, and career counseling services can help with updating your resume and exploring new job opportunities.
So there are resources available to help people navigate those transitions. It's about knowing where to look and not being afraid to ask for help.
Exactly. And this can also be a time to reassess your career goals. Maybe there's a passion you've always wanted to pursue or a new field you'd like to explore. A hurricane can be a catalyst for change, and sometimes that change can lead to new opportunities and a renewed sense of purpose.
It's like being forced to step outside your comfort zone,
right,
and consider new possibilities. And that can be scary, but also incredibly liberating.
Now, I want to talk about finding closure. After a hurricane, it's natural to feel like things are unfinished.
Yeah.
You're both physically and emotionally. So how do we start to create a sense of closure and move forward?
It's like that feeling of needing to tie up loose ends, even though you know the situation was completely out of our control. Makes sense that we'd want to regain some sense of control.
Rituals can be incredibly powerful in helping us process grief and mark transitions. It could be something as simple as writing a letter, you know,
to express your feelings about what happened and then symbolically letting it go, maybe burning it or sending it out to sea.
I've heard of people planting trees or creating gardens as a way to symbolize new beginnings.
Yeah. It feels very grounding and hopeful.
It is. And for some, attending a religious service, praying, or meditating can offer solace and a sense of peace. It's about finding what resonates with you and helps you process those complex emotions.
And if those feelings become overwhelming, seeking professional help is always a good idea, right?
Absolutely. Therapy can be incredibly helpful in navigating those emotional challenges and developing healthy coping mechanisms. It's about giving yourself permission to grieve, to heal, and to gradually move forward at your own pace. There's no right or wrong way to do it.
Speaking of moving forward, that brings us to the heart of, you know, what we've been talking about today, and that's recovery. It's a big word, and it can feel daunting.
It is, but it's also a process, not a destination. And just like we've been encouraging throughout this whole deep dive, focusing on small, achievable goals can make a huge difference.
Yeah, instead of looking at the entire mountain we need to climb, we focus on taking one step at a time. Exactly. Yeah. And it's important to celebrate those wins, no matter how small. Every step forward is a victory. And those small victories build momentum and keep us moving in the right direction.
You know, as we wrap up, I keep coming back to this idea of hope. Amidst all the stress and uncertainty, it's hope that keeps us going, right? It's what fuels our resilience and our ability to rebuild.
Hope is powerful. It allows us to imagine a better future, even when the present feels overwhelming. It's what connects us to others, inspires us to take action, and reminds us that we're not alone in this.
And sometimes that hope comes from unexpected places. A helping hand from a neighbor, a beautiful sunrise after a long night, a moment of laughter with a loved one. Those little sparks of light remind us that even in the darkest of times, there's always something to hold on to.
Remember, you are stronger than you think. Recovery takes time. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found these strategies helpful and that you're feeling a little bit more equipped to, you know, ride those emotional waves of hurricane recovery.
Remember, even after the strongest storms, the sun will eventually shine again.
And you have the strength to weather any storm.